Oh, draw the tears from your eyes. And so let a good thing I don't know, 'cause honey, you know I never lie to you.
And it worked. He won the Battle of the Elvises. Julian, the legend of Las Vegas. The legend of Las Vegas, because the Elvises had a good heart. They knew that he was quite a man to be able to sing Suspicious Minds with that much work. Goodbye, Elvises.
How about a hand for the Elvises?
He did it, he got it again. He got it with Las Vegas. Oh. Good, because he felt like he was in the spirit of Vegas, having beaten the Elvises at their own game. He took his $12 that he had saved in his piggy bank and he went into the casino. He walked down the street, he went past Caesar's Palace and all the others until he saw the Aladdin beaten in front of him. And he walked in the door and he walked up to the roulette table. He took his life savings and he said, I know what number it's gonna be. It's gonna be number 17, and he saw it. And I'm telling you all to take all your money, walk out this door and put it on 17. You too will be rich people tonight. 17. Anyway, just as he was reaching down to lay the money on number 17, suddenly what he didn't realize is that Harpua, the mangy dog that the original song was about, had been following the scent of Poster Nutbag all the way from the outskirts of Gamehenge to Vegas. And he had caught the scent of the campfire that they had slept by, and of the yodelers and the Elvises, and finally he had traced the scent all the way into the Aladdin. And as he walked up, he came through the door and he saw Poster Nutbag across the room. And before Jimmy could put his money down on number 17, suddenly the dog and the cat caught each other's eye across the room. Little beams of hatred going back and forth between the cat and the dog's eyes. Everybody in the casino sensed that there was going to be a horrible fight. Zeppelin.